Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. It's a Tuesday morning about 10 o'clock. I'm on vacation from my job, so I figured I can do some, I'll do a little bit baseball ranking of my top five players for the fantasy baseball season 2021. My number one player overall, Ronald Acuña Jr. I like the team. He does bat leadoff. He can steal about 30 to 40 bases. The lineup is great. He's got the MVP batting second, I think, right behind him, which is a good spot. The park is very good. He's very young. He's 22. I believe he can help you in all five categories. I believe he could be possibly a 40-40 guy, possibly even maybe in a year or two, 50-50 guy. He's got to cut down on the strikeouts a little bit, but his average wasn't too bad either, and he's going to score a ton of runs, and his RBI total for somebody that leads off is pretty good. So Ronald Acuña Jr., I would put at number one. At number two, Fernando Tatis Jr., an incredible talent, and with his position as scarcity shortstop, he's number two for me. He's also got power and speed. The only thing that really hurts him is his park. But home runs for him in the park doesn't seem to be too much of a problem. His team is getting better. The lineup is getting better. He's young as well. He's got the pedigree. His father was in baseball. So I would rank him number two. He's possibly a 30-30 guy as well. Great defensive player also. Number three player, Mookie Betts. He just won the World Series with the Dodgers. He's also got power and speed. He's got a good eye at the plate. Scores a lot of runs. Best lineup in baseball, or one of them. Still fairly young. Maybe he's 30 now. So he's definitely worth a top three pick. So Mookie Betts on the Dodgers. Number four, Juan Soto, Nationals. I know they lost Harper, but this guy's the best player on his team right now. Lineup is okay. He's got Turner leading off, so he does have RBI opportunities. Soto has a great eye, so his batting average will be very good. He will not get a lot of runs. He will score a lot of runs, and he does also hit home runs. Maybe the worst thing about him is speed, but he did steal, I think, double-digit in stolen bases last year. And he's very young as well, and he's only going to get better, I think. So I would take him at four. If you would take him at three and put Betts at four, I wouldn't be, yeah, I could live with that as well. And my number five player has been one of the most consistent players for the last, I guess, almost 10 years, Mike Trout. His lineup is getting better. He is getting a little older, but he still mashes the ball. He's still got a good eye. He still will score a lot of runs. He still will knock in a lot of runs. He still will hit a lot of home runs. Maybe the one thing he won't do as much anymore is steal bases. So he'll at least give you four out of the five categories. But he's probably still can steal a dozen or so. We'll see what the new the chemistry is with him and a couple of the new players on the team. So he would be my number five. Or maybe even to throw in another one, Jose Ramirez. He does have power and speed. I know we lost Lindor, but the lineup is still not too bad. He still possibly could be a 30-30 guy, Ramirez. So that would be my top five or top six. I'll probably have a top 10, top 20, maybe even later in the week. I'll talk to you later. Enjoy your day. Bye.